This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wig.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
I was just about to say happy Monday, but it's not Monday. It's Tuesday.
I was like, how's it going?
We had a nice little day off yesterday. Of course, we are still going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta today. How was your long weekend? What did you do? How did you enjoy yourself?
It was good. You know, overall, the weekend was just very chill. Like I actually did nothing on Saturday. I laid on my couch from the night before until that night. So it was, I got a lot of watching done.
I love that.
Thank you.
A very, very relaxing weekend. It was nice. I like woke up yesterday, Monday morning, and watched Atlanta rather than feeling like I needed to like cram it in. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of little Bravo news tidbits to get to before we talk about Atlanta. First of all, we have some intel on in the OC reunion preview. We saw this like very suspenseful moment of Bronwyn said something clearly very shocking to Shannon's 14-year-old daughter Stella. Allegedly, Bronwyn asked if she wanted cocaine.
I need to know the entire context of this.
And like offered to give her her dealer's number. And so this was reported by All About the Tea, which like, I mean, could be true, could be not. Somebody asked Bronwyn about it in an Instagram comment, and her response was basically like, I don't remember saying that, but I was drunk, so like could be. And it's like, that's yikes.
I need to know like where they were. Why were the two of them together? Like offering was anyone like, your drug dealer's number is kind of a weird thing.
Was it like obviously a joke or was she
No, that's I not. Mean, they're not close enough for no, that I to know even that it's be not, a joke. No, I know
that
I'm
it
saying.
Would still be inappropriate, but like it would make it, it would be different if she said it as a bad joke versus like, let me get you some drugs.
Let's hope it was a joke. But also 14, I feel like we underestimate ages. Yeah. 14 is very young.
Like ninth grade.
Very young. 16 is when you start to drive. And I think even that is young. 14, like you still, I think maybe might need a babysitter.
You're like 16 is the appropriate age to be asked if you want cocaine.
Well, you at least have like some form of ID when you're 16, okay?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. That it's like Shannon's daughters all kind of like blend together, but like 14 is you just finished middle school, basically. So
God, those were the days.
Okay, so another thing, this is like a very small tidbit of news, but I just thought it was interesting. Danica from Vanderpump Rules was doing a Q&A on her Instagram story, and someone asked, there were a few interesting things. So someone asked if she was coming back next season, and she says she doesn't know, she hasn't been told anything. Basically, we know that they're not filming Vanderpump Rules yet, which still, it's been such a long time. I have no idea when that's going to happen. But she also said that she had a big falling out with Sheena. And so they are not friends anymore, which, okay.
Yeah, I always wonder when people like do these types of responses, because were you trying to make a dig? Like, did...
Were you trying to get a little Page Six headline?
Correct. Like, why did you bring this up? If you're not friends, like, it was weird that I went back and read the response and like, it was... I don't know. It was very weird. Danica's not my favorite in general. So
it's always funny to me on these Q&A things when you're in charge of choosing which questions to post. And and then she posts this big paragraph about how they had this falling out, but she's not going to talk about it. And
love that.
She wishes Sheena the best. And this is me being the bigger person. And it's like, I think in this situation, being the bigger person would have been not posting this question slide at all. But, you know, I'm interested to see. Honestly, like, Danica, she might not be my favorite, but I enjoyed her enough that I would be down to have her back, especially, you know, now that we've lost half a dozen cast members.
Right. I feel if like it means having the show back, yes, please come back, Danica.
As long as Charlie and Raquel are heavily featured, those are my only requirements.
Okay, we can talk about Vanderpump for like hours. So
it's been so long. I looked up when the like season eight was that the last season eight yeah. like premiere was, and it's been over a year now. It really is just like
this like is the time kind is of passing exciting us by. Though, because when they do start filming, it'll literally be a new show for us, for everyone watching.
I do agree. So it seems very unlikely now that we'll see any kind of pregnancy journeys on whatever the next season is, because they're not filming and everybody's having their baby in the next couple months. So I think that's a good thing. Obviously, we have talked about how the show kind of needs to be like rebooted with new people and kind mm-hmm. of like a new focus, and maybe some time is actually beneficial, because then it's not just like, well, things are normal except for all these people are gone.
Right. Okay. One more thing I want to bring up. This just popped into my head before we talk about Atlanta. You posted this yesterday and I knew it was coming, because they're filming Beverly Hills right now, and one scene that we know is coming is a brunch or a lunch about Rinna Beauty. And I'm just like, wow, they are actually making this like a thing. Like Rinna Beauty is like a thing, and we are going to have to report about it.
Yeah. I mean,
at least send us lipstick, Lisa.
I will say endless nice things if Lisa sends me lipstick.
But no, not only. We have to like the product, and I want to test it to know if I like the product. Like, it's messed up.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, we were stupid to think that this wouldn't be a storyline, but it's, I hope they at least, there's some drama at the lips, at the Rinna Beauty launch or something, because whatever. Okay, let's get into Atlanta. So first of all, I just want to start off this episode by stating once again that Drew has not filmed a full group scene yet this season. They're going on a trip next week that she's going on. So that'll be, I guess, the first time we see everyone together.
Yeah, this wasn't, to be honest, my favorite episode. It was, to me, it definitely seemed like a filler, which is fine because they haven't had one. And like, they also said the next few episodes are the trip because I guess of quarantine. So that's going to be a few weeks to talk about. But yeah, Drew and Ralph are still, you know, they're doing a memorial for his father. And this has now been like the third episode regarding that. And I mean, it is sad. It's supposed to be talked about, but it's almost like they don't have anything for her. So they're just dragging this out for as long as possible, which, you know, you have to take a step back and think like these times are so difficult for them filming, but we don't see everything and we don't know what they're going through. But then when you see other scenes mm-hmm. of the women together, you're like, wait a second. So it is possible to film together. What's happening? Like, why isn't she with them?
Yeah. I mean, so if it's a thing of like quarantine restrictions after she traveled, obviously I'm glad that they're paying attention to that. But it's hard because since she's so new and she's not interacting with the group, it's like we don't have that depth of, you know, like caring about her and knowing her. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if it was like scenes of Portia hanging out at her house with her mom and her sister and, you know, her baby and stuff, like it's just different. Like somebody that we have like an established connection with versus like we're barely seeing her daughters on the show. Like we already don't like her husband, so it's like if it was somebody different that we had more of a connection with, maybe it would feel like, okay, yeah, it's fine, we're getting some like solo scenes. But it's like I want to see her in the context of the group, and all she got this week was like a FaceTime when they were at Candy's charity event.
And to be honest, if we're gonna do solo scenes, can we at least have them be of Marlo? Because I feel like we have a connection with Marlo at this point. Like, we need to see her either in her closet, like get dressed with me moment. Like, I would love that for Marlo.
writing out her $5,000 check.
That was so great.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
So Mike wants to invite Dennis to the wedding, and Cynthia's like, oh, I don't know about that. And then she asks Portia, and Portia's like, yeah, no. And then it turns out Mike is going to do it regardless of what Portia thinks. And Portia just can't bring a date. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah. And also, are Mike and Dennis that close?
I didn't realize Mike was close with anyone. He's only been in Atlanta for like a month and a half. Like,
right. Right. But it was, yeah, it seemed like a very big conversation for something we don't know much about. Don't these producers go inside of our heads and think about like what we want to know and the like they should.
Right. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of ready for the wedding to be over or to just like stop talking about it, especially because Cynthia's also having this back and forth about wanting to invite her dad to the wedding, and she's currently estranged from her father. And this goes back to a couple seasons ago. Kenya was filming this domestic abuse PSA, and Cynthia's mom talked about her abusive relationship in the PSA. And it turns out that not only is Cynthia's dad unhappy about it, but Cynthia's mom is unhappy about it and felt like she was, I guess, tricked into doing this.
Right. Like she claimed she didn't know what a PSA was, and she didn't. Here's the thing. If you're sitting in front of anything with camera, even if there's no cameras, if you're just having a conversation, let alone if there's cameras, you need to know what you are being filmed for.
I was a little confused by that because I was like, obviously, like her feelings are valid. It's a super emotional thing, but it's like, I'm pretty sure Cynthia didn't lie to her about the fact that, I mean, she was on camera. Not only was she on whatever the PSA camera, she was also being filmed for Brava. Housewives. Like, multiple camera crews. But yeah, we see Noelle, which I was glad to get an appearance from Noelle. And so Cynthia's mom is like, oh yeah, like I don't care. You can invite him to the wedding, whatever. And I really loved that Noelle stood up for her grandma and was like, obviously she cares. Like she's so uncomfortable about this whole thing. Like,
right.
I liked seeing Noelle kind of be the voice of reason, because Cynthia needs one.
Right. And I just, okay, we're playing favorites again, but we love Noelle. We love seeing her on the show. And even so she's there. I do have to say though, I loved when Cynthia had to explain to the viewers what an influencer does and like what Noelle is getting paid for. And we're like, girl, we know.
Cynthia says, an influencer.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, nice touch. But yeah, I love, we've been seeing that across the board this season with multiple shows with these family dynamics that we love to see. And even Cynthia's sister Mal was there. And I love, like, they all have different opinions. And you know what? What we've been seeing lately is it's the kids that are making the most sense and the kids right. that we want to hear and putting their parents in line.
Yeah, I love the kids on Atlanta, especially, like, crying about Riley. And now seeing Noelle be, like, a successful influencer. It's just like really nice to see them all blossoming. Noelle and Riley especially, I feel like we've totally watched grow up on this show.
But now it's super exciting because we have a whole new generation, like PJ and Ace. Like, this is very much exciting.
It actually is. It's interesting how Atlanta has all of these
and housewives. And Brooklyn.
Right. Atlanta has all of these housewives that we've known for years that are just now having babies, that it's like, oh, there's like, who, like, I never really thought we would get like baby storylines from Kenya and Candy again, but here we are. And here it's fun. Okay, so we have to talk about Candy Cares. So she's doing this big charity event, which I love that they were doing this. It's a really great thing in the pandemic. Obviously, a lot of people really in need. And so they were putting together these grocery boxes and stuff with fresh produce and all this food, and basically having a drive-through thing where they put the boxes together and load them into people's trunks. And this is like such a great event because it's like, it's not some fancy charity party where a few people write checks and then you have some drama. It's like, this is a really great way to just like help the community. And I think they said they were doing like 500 families that one day, which is crazy.
Yeah. You can always leave it to Candy to be doing something like this. And Portia, I should say. But it is really nice to see. And then you wonder why like more people with platforms or with connections don't do this also, because in the grand scheme of things, it's so easy to do. But I guess everyone also just feels differently throughout the pandemic. And like, even at the event, everyone was wearing masks and whatnot, but there's still so many people there that it's, I don't know. It's very weird. It's just the whole, I don't know. I still don't have words for this pandemic situation.
It's bizarre. But so after, well, okay. So it's, first of all, Portia shows up on time to this event and Candy is like, thanks for showing up on time. Like, this is great. And then Kenya shows up and she's like, so Portia can show up on time for the photo op and blah, blah. And it's like, really?
I don't know why she thinks everything Portia does is calculated. It's not.
Right. The last few episodes, she's decided that anything Portia does is going to be an opportunity to take a dig at her. And it's like, so far this season, Portia has not really done anything out of line. And so it's a little bit like, okay, you can't be mad at her for her sister uninviting you from a party she didn't know about. You can't be mad at her for going to a Black Lives Matter protest. And you can't be mad at her for showing up on time to a charity event. Like, none of this stuff is... that's not a tree worth barking up. Like,
completely agree. And I also want to know what the motive is behind all of this, though, because I've said this a few weeks ago where it's like, does she want to start a problem? I'm like, what are you getting out of it? Unless you just like can't hold your thoughts back. I don't know, but it doesn't make sense to me. This one in particular was very bizarre. Like, it's not like, right, even if she did show up and get a picture, she wasn't going to be like, okay, guys, thanks, bye. She's going to stay and do the event.
Right. And she wasn't, you know, she didn't make a comment to Kenya about being late or anything. Like, she literally was just there helping. Okay. So they're putting together these boxes of food and Cynthia and Portia are talking about the Dennis situation. And I love that Kenya, who is at somebody else's event helping out, goes, can we talk and work? It's like, Kenya, please.
First of all, I hate when people do that because it's like you just don't have anything to chime in. So you want to be the one to be like, girl, like, guys, like, come on, let's get this going. Let's get this going. Like, that triggers me so much about being like in school or be like in a group project or something. And it's like, don't you.
As someone, and I have a feeling you can relate to this, as someone who is always very chatty in school, I resent the notion that you can't talk and work at the same time. I'm like, I'm getting my shit done. Like, don't worry about me.
Okay. At one of my old jobs, I watched TV on my phone. Like, I literally watched the OC on my phone and I was typing and working. And I could see how that is unacceptable. But my boss, who sat right next to me, would always be like, and I'm like, I'm doing my work. You're the one that's bothering me, actually.
I will say, like, I'm not the kind of person who can just like have the TV on all day while I'm working. I need it on. But it is really nice working from home. If I have to like catch up on a Bravo show, I don't feel weird about having it like up on the screen.
Right.
Whereas like in the office, sometimes it's like, this is for my job, but I feel like I'm just like watching TV and I don't want people to think I'm like doing nothing.
And that's actually so funny too, because at Betches, where we work currently, obviously, that is that I don't do that, which is where you think I would, like at our desks, like watch TV. And I don't, we don't
probably
do
because we're talking.
Guys, we do work too. We do.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin in orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
So they make their, after they're finished putting these boxes together, they make their way to this picnic table where they're hanging out and eating. And I love that Candy specifically is like, this isn't no vegan food. Like, sorry. It's like, you could have gotten Portia one vegan meal, but okay.
They're so, the digs to each other within the group are so funny, but I'll say this anytime I'll defend Candy, like coming from her, it's acceptable. Like she can do no wrong.
I know. I love Candy. We all know I love Candy. So Marlo shows up and she hands Candy a $5,000 check, which we also saw Portia give Candy a $5,000 check.
In front of everyone.
Which, I mean, classic Marlo. She's like, check the zeros. It's not no $50 check. And Candy has this really interesting confessional moment where she's like, it means so much that some people are being so generous because other people are being less generous than I would have thought. And she doesn't name any names. Who do you think she's calling out there?
If I had to guess, it would be Kenya. But
yeah,
that's just a guess. I don't know.
Kenya was my first thought. I mean, it could be about anyone, obviously, but I feel like just the way it was said, I don't think she's talking about like Tanya.
Right. If you break it down, that seems like who she's talking about.
Especially because Kenya's the one talking a big game about, like, can we get some work done? Like, showing up for your photo op. It's like, wait, okay, cut the check.
Kenya thinks this is just a volunteer. She's not realizing that a donation also comes with it. So she's, like, on top, like, getting all the bags done. But then they're like, Kenya, pay up.
She's like, I put all the heads of lettuce in the boxes. Thank you very much. I didn't even get paid for this. So they're talking about taking a trip, which I think is really funny because with hearing them talk about the COVID locations, which I'm sure it's already been decided where they're going, but they're like, so there's the mountains or the water. And they're like, naming all these places. And they're like, well, we could go on a private plane if we invite Fallon.
They named something in particular that I was laughing at. I don't know if they were just like a lake. They said like a lake or something, or I don't remember if they named like an actual location, but I started laughing because it was very random. But I also love when they're always at like a picnic table, like so, and they're like, we should go. like light bulb on. We should go on a girls trip. This is perfect. Like, guys, we've been watching the show for a long time. We know that like this is part of it now.
And Kenny is like, I'll figure out the place. And somebody's like, and the dates. And it's like, yes, obviously she's going to, you're going to figure out the, she's like, I'll text you the dates. Like, you are on a TV show together. We know how this works.
I'm so curious though. First of all, wait, do we know where it is?
They're going to South Carolina somewhere, like a beach house in South Carolina.
I was going to say, I don't know if we knew where it actually was yet.
They talked about going to Charleston, which I don't think they actually are. I don't think they went to Charleston. I think they just like went to the beach in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I'm excited. I'm nervous because this is going to be a few episodes long if they make that, because they said they're there for a while.
The preview was weird the way they formatted it. It was like Candy's narrate. She's like, for the next few weeks. Right. I'm like, what is this narration?
And it reminds me though, because you guys know I love Siesta Kate, but they're filming right now on a private island for a month. They flew there for a month to film. And I find that interesting that some shows are doing like the
right
everything they can to get the
like
show
the
done.
Summer house type of
right
setup.
Right.
Oh yeah, I saw one of your faves was leaving Siesta Key. I said a little prayer for you.
My absolute least favorite person on the show.
Never mind. I can't remember. You watch way too much TV. I can't remember who you like and who you don't.
That's okay.
I'm excited for this trip, though. I feel like I haven't like not been enjoying this season. The last week's White Party was like one of my favorite episodes, but I do feel like hopefully the trip will kind of like kick it into high gear. I feel like the drama has kind of been like slow to start. Like we said, like we've been seeing these kind of weird digs from Kenny to Portia, and I'm ready for there to be some substance behind that situation, because I feel like there's got to be something there.
And side note, we have not seen Fallon anymore, and I thought she was going to be like part of the show, and we already forgot about her.
Well, it's weird because Fallon was like brought on kind of late because they cut some stuff at the beginning of filming, but then she's not like an official friend of, but LaToya is. It's still, yeah, like I feel like still a little confused about like what the actual group dynamic is this season, but whatever.
Is next year, God willing, when the pandemic is so far behind us and doesn't exist anymore, right, these shows, every single fucking show, better blow it out of the water. They have to do everything, twists, turns, everything. They want have to go like on
vote
multiple
people off the island.
Everything. They need to make these shows like the parties, everything extravagant.
Yeah, like whenever it's safe to like fully travel again, like they better go on the most extravagant trips we've ever seen.
That
because after
Dubai, they're going to Dubai.
Every show, Dubai.
Yeah.
Every show. After a year of watching these like little weekend cabin trips, I'm like, I need opulence.
I'm sick of it.
I need sightseeing. Honestly, thank God they delayed Potomac, because we got like one last real vacation on a show. Like,
and
that Portugal trip was like the last thing we're getting.
I know. I literally don't know why that trip just popped in my head. Like, because I'm just picturing them going down the road on those wooden like cars, like swerving.
There's, like, couches. And yeah.
It's just I can't think of vacations. Like, we're talking about trips right now. I'm living vicariously through them. So that's another thing.
Right, reason
why they need to be like so ridiculous is because I haven't left my like couch in like 10 months. So
I walked past Sodia's townhouse on Saturday. It was the furthest I've been from my house in like months.
You know, it's so funny that that picture that you posted of it, that sign has been up now for like 15 years and it says for rent or sale. It's almost like someone in Sharpie needs to come and be like, please, for the love of God, someone take this house.
Yeah. If you didn't see the photo, the Christmas decorations at the townhouse are still up, which, you know, we all need a little holiday cheer, I guess.
Nope. We need an intern to take those down.
True. Maybe the interns can't come over right now. I did like blur out the address. Like, the address is easily Googleable, but I was like, I don't want to like dox Sonia, but I was happy to see that the Christmas decorations are still
Well, I just
up.
Am curious because obviously we talk about Million Dollar Listing also. And like,
yes,
what is it about this townhouse that cannot sell even for like a dollar? I feel like no one's even offering a dollar for it. It's very bizarre.
Well, I don't think she would take a dollar for it.
That was a little, that was an exaggeration, you know, but it's like,
we'll see.
It needed work, yes, but so do most things on the market. So what's the problem here? I need someone to go in and figure it out.
Ramona's allegedly doing real estate now, so I'm sure she'll get it sold in a
Imagine
GIF.
Imagine Ramona sells the townhouse.
If they make that a storyline, I might have to stop watching. okay, we have gone as far as we can go. We will be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and we will be back on Thursday. So be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.